At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today we're celebrating our first episode for 2023. I want to take time to wish everyone a happy new year. With that being said, I'd like to introduce our wonderful guests for today's show, as we're excited to have Caitlin and Lee here from Public Lands with us today. Caitlin and Lee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Seth. Thanks so much for having us on. Happy New Year, everyone.
Howdy.
It's so great to have the two of you on here, as guess what? Winter is here. Mother Nature decided to remind us of that and what winter feels like during the holidays. You have many great events coming up involving the great outdoors during this time of year, but why don't we take a quick minute for you to briefly describe what Public Lands is and located for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Seth. So we are Public Lands. We are an outdoor retailer located in Cranberry. If you're familiar with the Cranberry area, we are located right near Costco and Walmart and the Barnes and Noble. If you are familiar with Cranberry from a little time back, we are located in the old Field and Stream building. So we carry everything that you need for the outdoors, camping equipment, biking, kayaking, a large fishing section. We even have a climbing wall in the store. So we will get you ready for everything you need in the outdoors.
And not only do you have a climbing wall in the store, but it is pretty cool that you have different classes that people can come and participate in with the rock climbing wall. You have youth classes, homeschooling, all kind of different events. I never even realized that you guys had that available.
Yeah, we absolutely do. We have a women's night on Monday nights, the climbing wall. Like you said, we have homeschooling that happens on Thursday, and we even have a partnership with Ascend Climbing. So you can come in and take a class with them as well that happens on Thursday nights. All of that kind of stuff can be found on our website, which is publiclands.com. And you mentioned events, which is a great segue, Seth. We have a really cool event coming up on Friday. It's called Stoked for Snow, which is perfect timing for the cold weather that we're getting. And we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff happening that is snow themed, including a ski and snowboard waxing class. So if you're interested in learning about how to wax your own equipment, you can sign up on our website, and our snow guides will teach you how to wax your equipment. So you can come on in and they'll have everything provided for you. But in addition to that, Stick City Brewing will be in the house for that. We'll have a hot chocolate bar, which we're definitely going to need for the cold temps that are coming. I'll be grilling out on the patio. Camp Chef will be doing some demos of their equipment and making cinnamon buns. So we're going to be doing some really cool stuff with the Stoked for Snow tailgate, which we're really excited about. But also on Wednesday, we're doing a winter camping class too. So not just big events, not just climbing wall events, but also some events and classes in our other departments too that are winter focused.
Well, and your website is fantastic, by the way. I like the fact that I can go on, I can see the dates, I can see times. You know, some of the stuff does have a small fee to go along with it, but if I just go on and click book now, you know, do I need to do anything more than that? If I was someone wanting to sign up, say, for example, this coming week, the Winter Camping 101?
No, you don't need to do anything else. You can just go on and select anything that you like. You'll put in your information and then you'll get a confirmation email from us. And if you had any questions, there's a messaging feature as well. And you'll get in touch basically with me and we can chat away about any questions that you might have. And then you'll be all set.
Well, let's get to some of the winter type outdoor events. Winter Camping 101, you know, skiing, snowboarding, all of that stuff. You know, right now is the time of year when you have a lot of people who love this time of year, the weather, being outdoors. But then you have a lot of people that say, hey, it's a new year. I want to try something new. I, want to be more physically involved and worried about my physical and mental health. What are some things that, you guys like to have people in to help and give them the right information that they need to, if it's hiking, if it's skiing, if it's camping? I didn't even realize people go and camp out in the winter. So you guys are the experts. I'm the novice here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we like to provide these different kinds of classes for, the beginner all the way up to the expert. There's no reason that you can't come in if you're a seasoned camper to our winter camping class to brush up on your skills and to learn from our guides. I want to pass it over to Lee, actually. He's our master tech in our ski department. I think he could talk a little bit better about some tips and some things that we teach in our ski classes and our snowboard classes. Then he could talk about some things that you might want to know if you're getting out onto the slopes for the first time, or if you're an expert and you've been out there again and again.
So yeah, we offer a couple different classes, from basic maintenance and tuning classes, from like servicing your equipment at home situation. But we also offer different classes where we can help outfit you for the outdoors, for skiing and snowboarding, because the conditions you run into are a little bit different, and your activity level when you ski and snowboard is a lot different than a lot of people who are used to going out and being, more like base camp oriented. So like they kind of hang out in one area, whereas you're just constantly moving, constantly sweating. So it's proper, important to know proper layering, as well as what type of equipment is going to suit you best. There's different levels of performance that you're going to get from different pieces of equipment as far as skis and snowboards go. Boots are incredibly important. A lot of people kind of overlook that in their overall kit. It's one thing I always tell anybody who's looking to get invested in their own equipment, whether they're upgrading for something they've had for a while, or if they've been renting and they actually want to get their own equipment. The most important thing that you can purchase is your boots. They have to fit comfortably, but they also have to fit performance-wise. A lot of people want to spend money on their skis and their bindings and then just kind of like skip out on the boots because the boots aren't cool and fun and flashy. But in the reality of the way that the equipment works together, your boots are your most important part of your kit. So I always tell people, spend more money on your boots and start there. If you're going to try to color match, you're a lot better off starting out with the thing that matters the most and is the hardest to fit, because you can always find something to match that way. And then accessories that really help. Things like if you have, just cold hands or cold feet, getting proper hand warmers, or, the compostable foot warmers that we sell, or if you want to get like a fully battery operated heating system, which just, you're not throwing away AA batteries constantly. It's one, it's saving you money, and two, it's creating less waste. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it. And then protection, obviously helmets are important. There's different padding you can purchase for like protection from typical falls and skiing and snowboarding. And then goggles, super important. The way the human eye works is impressive. And all of these optics companies like Smith, Oakley, we sell a bunch of different brands that are really kind of in the cutting edge of the technology side of it. And they're designing lens tints to help your eyes actually see better by changing the way the light comes through the lens to help the rods and cones in your eyes actually balance out certain colors. So it's really cool. And all of our classes that we do focus a little bit more on like each particular piece of equipment, because they all do matter and there's a lot to explain within it.
Now, and I'm guessing that you're seeing a lot of people that are more on the beginner side, or do you get a lot of experts that come, or, they would say that they're above the beginner level that are coming in just to, maybe if it's fine tuning their skills since it's been 9 months, maybe since they were last on the slopes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do have a very like family friendly location and like overall atmosphere inside the store. So a lot of new skiers and boarders and a lot of families who just kind of want to get into it together feel more comfortable coming into our store than in some of like the smaller pro shops, where it feels like if you don't already have years of knowledge, going in makes you just feel like you're way out of place. Luckily, a lot of the people that we have in the store, like myself, have been in the industry for a long time. I've been working in the ski and snowboard industry since 2009. So I have a lot of knowledge, but I never let that kind of work in an ego way. Everybody's been there. So we do get a lot of family, but at the same point, I have seen a lot of customers who have come through from way later in their experience level. So we do sell up to high-end ski and snowboard equipment. So we do have what it takes to cater to those higher-end, more experienced, traveling primarily skiers and snowboarders. But we're seeing kind of people from all walks of life in the sport. So yeah, there's no like one direct group of people that we're seeing as our primary group, but we are seeing a lot of everybody. And since we do offer like a seasonal rental for, it's all entry-level stuff for that, but that helps a lot of people who aren't certain, like you were saying, a lot of people thinking about getting into some outdoor stuff. It's a lot easier to stomach like a seasonal rental fee than it is to stomach an entire kit purchase for 1 year, you know?
Oh, for sure. Now, it has to be exciting anytime you see parents wanting to get their kids involved, especially because the youth is why, you know, sports, any type of activity continues on. So if a parent would come in and say, hey, I might not know much about skiing or snowboarding, but my kid wants to try it. What are some just basic things that you might tell a parent so that they can understand, hey, here's what I need to do. I don't know if little Johnny or Susie are going to keep up with this, but at least that I can get them going and letting them try this out.
Yeah, absolutely. I always recommend, you know, the first thing is, make sure you're getting them the proper gear to enjoy it. If you go out there and you're freezing the entire day, you're not going to like it. You're going to go out and you're just going to remember that bitter cold, which, you know, everybody's been outside. Like when we got that cold snap here, last week, where it was -3 was, I think, the lowest that we hit. But, if you go out, take your kids out in that for their first day, if they're not outfitted right, they're going to hate it. So that's usually the first thing I always say is it's not necessarily just getting them skis and boots or snowboard boots, and then throwing them in your, jacket that you got them from like Target or something like that. Like it's not going to cut it. And layering is super, super important. So it's important to establish, your core kit, which is definitely going to be more about keeping yourself in a situation you can enjoy the sport more so than, do you have like really cool looking skis or snowboards and stuff? And then secondarily, but definitely not secondary in importance, would be protection. Helmets are significantly better than they've ever been. They're lighter, they're lower profile, they look better, they breathe better. There's no reason not to have a helmet. And even like every shop I've ever worked at was a very strong opponent, like in opposition of renting helmets. And that's controversial to a degree, but the reality is helmets are a one impact thing. A lot of people don't know that. So, when you go rent a helmet, if they took a moderate header into something and they compressed that crush foam and the person who's taking all the rentals in didn't quite see it, if you hit that same spot again, the protection that was there isn't going to be the same. It may not stop anything, but that's why everything's a one impact. So getting your own helmet that you know where it's been, you're the one taking care of it, and it's way less gross is definitely a important thing that I think a lot of people should look at as their kit instead of just going, okay, well, we'll buy them a jacket, we'll buy them some pants and then some socks, which socks are also super important, but we'll just rent them a helmet. It's like, don't do that now.
You only got one head, folks.
Yeah, exactly. And don't cheap out. Like, what is your brain worth? You can't replace them. We don't have two of them,
Right. No, that's a fantastic point. Do you have suggestions if people would ask, hey, I know we have a lot of places in the area to go skiing or snowboarding, is there one that might be best for beginners than advanced skiers and snowboarders?
Absolutely. If we're talking like in this
Western PA.
Yeah, like if you're talking Western PA as a collective, I think the kind of happy medium you're going to find is probably going to be Hidden Valley, which is up in the Laurel Highlands. That is the more family oriented of like the three faces that you can ride, like the three resorts that are on it. You have Seven Springs, which is a little bit more like fast paced. So if you're just getting your bearings down, it tends to be a little crowded, it just because it's a little bit more challenging terrain. But if you go just pretty much instead of turning right, you go straight for a little bit further, you're going to end up getting to Hidden Valley, and it's a little bit less challenging terrain. It's also a little less crowded, and usually the crowds are more so families. So you're going to be around a lot of people kind of in the same boat as you. I remember I've taken quite a few people up there to learn, and you know, it's usually a good time. There's not a lot of ego over there, whereas sometimes on more like expert, if you will, resorts around here, there's a little bit more drinking, there's a little more ego. So it's not always the best environment to introduce a newer skier or boarder into. But they do have an awesome, like Seven Springs and Hidden Valley both have like awesome instructors. So either one you go to, you're going to be able to learn. But from a personal standpoint, I do direct people more often towards like Hidden Valley, or even if your local park, like Boyce Park, typically runs a ski, opens their little ski hill, which is also great because it's super affordable. And if you're an Allegheny County resident, you get a like a discounted rate. So that's always another great option too, because smaller, shorter runs, that way people aren't falling 400 times down the hill and then be like, I'm done after one run, because you know, you fell the entire length of the hill. So that's usually my recommendation.
No, it's good to know. Now, and I'm going to take a guess and say camping and any other hiking out in the winter this time of year, you're going to both suggest it's all about proper gear, right? You got to keep your feet warm, got to keep your hands warm, got to keep your face warm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Layering is of the utmost importance for this time of year. Absolutely.
What about hydration during any sport? You know, if it's hiking, if it's snowboarding, if it's skiing, you know, hydration probably, you don't realize how much you sweat when you're layered up.
Yeah, that's the truth. And people don't think about hydrating when it's cold out too. They think, oh, I'm not hot. They forget to hydrate, especially when it's cold out. So please, folks, don't forget to drink your water, even when it's cold.
Now, I do see that you have not only your snow winter tailgate, which we briefly discussed here, but you also have something else that intrigued me as well. You have an avalanche awareness class. I don't think I've ever seen anyone host this, but man, that's something that I don't think many people would expect that, hey, could this actually happen to me?
Yeah, so that was a class that we brought on last year. Another master tech, his name's Jay. He is coming back to teach that again for us this year. It was a super popular class. We're really excited to host it again. Lee, can you tell us? Are we going to expect avalanches around here?
Around here, no. Like, it's the snow conditions never really warrant themselves for avalanches around here. But Jay, you know, he lived out west for a while, and he was in the areas that you're going to see avalanches happen. So that's kind of where his expertise and his experiences have come into play. And, you know, we do have a lot of our client base. They are traveling for this, you know, because a lot of people, once they start getting into an outdoor activity, they don't want to just do it locally. They want to kind of take it as far as they can. So when you go out west, and if you're not with a guide, which we always recommend if you're going to go into like new territory, especially if you're going backcountry, always go with a guide. Mm-hmm. But at least having that bit of knowledge that he does have, he can kind of help spread awareness of it. Because, yeah, avalanches kill people every year, and you never really think about it, even if you are, you know, a skier, a snowboarder, or if you're an outdoorsman of any kind and you go out in the winter, like, you're potentially going to run into situations that are purely based off of weather. So that's one thing that is definitely cool, and he definitely, you know, killed it with it last year. So if anybody is interested in learning about that, definitely sign up for it.
Well, and I also see that you're continuing to do your wonderful hikes. You still have biking workshops and everything else going on. So I'm excited that you're continuing your classes and events here for the public. And anything that the two of you are most excited for, probably the tailgate coming up here this weekend, but anything else that might not even be on the website yet.
Yeah, I mean, we're stoked for the tailgate on Friday. Especially, I wanted to mention that we're having some awesome raffles. We'll be collecting donations for the Outdoor Inclusion Coalition, and they do work to make recreation more accessible for people in Pittsburgh's urban communities. And especially, they have a ski program, which is why we're focusing on that this weekend. They're building up the next generation of skiers in Pittsburgh's urban communities. So we're super excited for that, getting more skiers and snowboarders out there. But also near and dear to my heart is we're doing Climb Month in February. So stay tuned for some climbing events. We'll have a climb demo night on February 23rd. So we'll have some fun things with that to come if you're interested in climbing, new to the sport, or if you consider yourself a seasoned climber. We'll be having some fun climb activities that month. We'll be hosting a how do we want to say it? End of season cleanup for your ski and snowboards. So that's soon to come if you want to learn how to clean up your gear for the end of season. Because whether you ski and snowboarders like it or not, spring is right around the corner. So if you want to learn how to get your gear in shape before the season ends, keep an eye out for that too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, before I let the two of you go, as I know you both have busy schedules and probably a lot of people wanting to ask questions, anything else that you'd like to share with us?
We would love for you all to follow us on our social media. All of our classes and events are most up to date on our Instagram, which is Public Lands Shop PGH. So if you want to find out what's going on, follow us there. That's Public Lands Shop PGH. And you might even see yourself there from our classes and events as well.
How exciting. And I'll make sure to include the website and your links to the social media pages for everyone to go look, follow, like, and hopefully come out to not only an event here this week, but an event coming up soon. Well, Lee and Caitlin, I want to thank you both so much for being here today. I always look forward to speaking with you. I'll be trying to come out here this coming Friday as I'm looking forward to your tailgate.
Thank you so
Awesome.
much,
Thank
Seth.
you.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom internet from Armstrong.